going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia, one of your awesome hosts on this show, and I am here with the other awesome host on this show, Jason Reed. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, Asia. I'm fantastic. I did just want to talk to you for a bit before we officially get started about our higher power and what you believe and what, you know, I want to make sure that you're the right podcast co-host for me and for the people listening. But you believe the right
so
things.
So I you know, okay. You know, when it comes to a higher power, I'm just gonna try to find some words. I'm not gonna land on anything.
Well, I mean, just so you know, the higher power in this podcast, his name is Rob Cesternino. So
the higher power of Rob has a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. He said, we're playing no games. I need to know, is God the head of your life? And if not, why not?
He came out firing. Like, he didn't let Miguel sit down for 2 seconds. He's like, let me ask you the real stuff.
He's like, I don't know your age, but I need to know who's your savior.
I barely know your name, but I must know what you believe, your philosophy of life, all of that good stuff. But we'll get to Lindy's creepy little brother. In a bit.
Yes, yes, yes. But thank you all for being here. This is the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. We are here to cover episode 3 of season 15 of Married at First Sight in San Diego. Make sure you subscribe to our feed, the Love at First Sight feed, where you can get all of our podcasts every week for the entirety of each Married at First Sight season. So make sure you go subscribe and you'll never have to miss when we've released a podcast. What do you think about this episode, Jason?
You know, something for, I felt like even though we only have 4 out of the 5 weddings, I felt like this was probably the smoothest like wedding episode as far as like receptions and meeting family with a couple of notable incidents, but I felt like this was one of the smoother weddings we've ever had, like wedding compilations of weddings we've had.
Right. They went through it too. Like, they covered quite a bit without, you know, too much fluff. Like, I felt like what we saw was necessary, which is just kind of wild that it takes one couple to be out of the equation for this to happen.
Yeah, it felt like the trains were like running on time. It felt smooth. Like we got every single wedding done in wedding in episode three. If only we had had only four couples, we would have like all the weddings done at this point. We'd be on to the honeymoons and at the start of episode four, but we still have one more wedding to go. So.
Yes, we do. But before we hop into the episode, Jason, do we have any reviews?
We do. We have a new 5-star review. The username is Z Backelban. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right. And the review says, listen, he can call his mom. I assume talking about Ben and his obsession with his mother. Y'all rock and all the content is amazing. Been watching show and it's amazing. So thank you very much, Z Backelban, for that wonderful review. We're at officially 147 reviews/ratings at time of recording. I think we can get to 150 by the time the next episode records. Which one of you out there will be part of the big three? That'll get us to 150. Let's make it happen. If you're out there,
the big
three. Yeah, the big three. If you're out there and you haven't reviewed us yet, you haven't submitted something, now's the time. The doors of the church are open. Come on in. Be one of our 5-star reviews that we read on this podcast that we love so much.
Miguel would say the doors of the what?
The doors of whatever higher power you believe in. Those doors are open. Be one of the big three that we can read on this show that make our day, make our week when we see these nice reviews that we get. So yeah, go ahead and come on, jump on in. Give us a review.
Yeah, if y'all are part of the big three, I'm going to always remember that. I'm going to know you as the big three, you know, yeah, from here on out.
If we're at an event and you can come up to us and be like, hey, I'm one of the big three. I'm like, oh my God, it's you.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Right.
But yeah, let's dive right in. Oh, wait, we have some Married at First Sight news.
News.
So one of our lovely, it's always nice to update on couples that we've covered on this podcast. So we've been covering Married at First Sight since season 12. And one of the couples who was on season 12, Brianna and Vincent, just announced they are with child. They are expecting a baby.
Very exciting. Vincent and Brianna, I think probably one of the fan favorite couples of the more recent seasons. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those couples that kind of hit it all right off the bat. You're just like, yeah, from like episode two, we're like, yeah, this couple is going to make it, no doubt. Within the season, Brianna talked a little bit about her like possibly having issues with fertility. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that, you know, it seems that they're on the right track and they're on the way to having a little bundle of their own. They waited a long time to announce that she is very pregnant. If you see like some pictures out there of her at right now, she's very pregnant. So they waited a little bit to announce it.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned that, they probably did wait until like they knew everything was going to be a-okay with his pregnancy. So I am so happy for them. I can't wait to see the baby. Just like with Imani and Woody, their baby is so adorable.
All right, Karen and Miles, what are y'all waiting for? Like,
they're just living their best lives.
You're our next modern day couple to provide us a child.
So that's some very happy news in the world of Married at First Sight. I also saw Ryan on Bumble.
Oh, yes.
We did not match.
Asia texted me. She found Ryan, texted me like a picture of the little profile. I said, Asia, you have to take one for the podcast. You have to change your interests to make sure you get matched with Ryan. You got to put down that you love hunting, you love fishing, you love riding ATVs, you love shooting guns. And then you guys can match. You can just go on one little date and just report back to us. Asia, you can't deprive us of this content.
Oh, I absolutely can. But, you know, I did, right? I was trying to like screen record his profile to send it to you. And then the process of like getting out of the screen recording, it accidentally swiped right. Well, if we match, this will be for reporting purposes, but we did not match because I can guarantee you he saw my profile and was like,
like, nope. No. He saw Pepper on your profile. He's like, nope. can't do dogs. Had bad experience with a lady with dogs.
He's like, I feel the exact opposite about everything she's listed here. And just so y'all know, that's Ryan from season 13. All right.
Let's jump right into it. If you had matched with Ryan season 12, you'd have been all about it.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't fit all the requirements of your list, but
it's close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
So let's get started. We'll start talking about these couples, starting with Morgan and Ben.
Yeah, I was really surprised that we got, they didn't try to drag this COVID story out for a whole episode. We only got like, the segment probably lasted like less than 5 minutes on them.
Yeah, literally all we got from them this episode was like the selfie cams. And she's saying, look, I was supposed to be getting married right now, supposed to be with my friends and family, meeting my future husband. And then you get like a selfie video of Ben saying, like, I did my best to prevent this. I wasn't clubbing. I wasn't doing anything reckless, which just goes to show you folks, COVID's out there. We can do everything in our power to avoid it, but you know, it's there. So just make sure you're vaccinated and boosted and you'll be okay.
We can get you anywhere, folks. It's a silent one.
Right. So literally that's it. And we see on the preview for next week, we're going to be getting their wedding, finally.
Yeah, I did like how Morgan was like so defeated. I'm like, girl, the wedding's not canceled. It's just going to be tomorrow instead of today.
I know. I wish we could have got a better timing on, because she was like, it's for sure going to be Saturday. I was like, what is today? Is today Monday? You're having to wait a long time, or is today Thursday? And you're just like,
She was so down in the dumps. I was like, you just got to wait a couple more days. It's not the end of the world.
Right. So, you know, as we do every podcast episode, we rate these couples on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 being we think they're going to say no on decision day. 5 being we think they're going to say yes on decision day and stay together. I'm going to maintain my 3 from last week. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to put at a 2 because I just feel like this isn't going to work. Every other word out of his mouth is mom.
No. But, it's okay to like his mom. Listen to the reviews.
I know. It's just, it's a red flag, but I'm going to stay at 3 because I just want to see them interact and, you know, talk.
Yeah, exactly. So which couple are we going to talk about next?
We're going to go ahead and go to Stacia and Nate. Stacia and Nate. So we get to the reception. We were starting out with them with the reception. We get the patented all-time maths, activity of clicking the glasses. Everyone goes,
what does that mean?
What am I supposed to do? That means you kiss. That should tell you that these people have not seen Married at First Sight. They're just coming on this show, not knowing where they're going.
I can't imagine going through a whole process for a show and not deciding to say like, okay, I'm going to commit to watching one season.
Yes. Like I don't get it whatsoever. Watch an episode, watch anything. If you're going to be on this show,
you just want to go in completely blind. You don't want to know anything about what you're getting yourself into in terms of everything that's coming your way. But I just don't get it.
Maybe they should sequester him like Big Brother and make him watch like several seasons of Married at First Sight.
Right. Watch seasons 10, 11.
Yeah. So in the confessional, Stacia is saying that, you know, she gets butterflies when she kisses him. And, you know, a theme throughout this episode was everyone is very happy. Like we have got almost everyone. Mitch. Everyone's really over the moon. I think more than usual, I think in my mind, like everyone's just like, this is my person. I'm so happy. This is it. Like people, y'all just met 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, they have. I have noticed that. I was thinking about that. Like what's different. And I feel like a lot of these people maybe have romanticized marriage in terms of just like, I just want a husband. And now I have a husband and I'm so happy. I'm so over the moon. Right. And totally fair to feel that way. It's just that I think we're getting more the excitement about like, yes, I'm married. This is what I wanted over like, okay, this is the person I'm married to. This is how they are truly, you know, making me feel.
Yeah, it just makes the come down so much better at that point because they're yeah. so excited. Like, I can't wait till you get taken down.
They're like, wait maybe a that's second. Cool of me.
So she tells him that she's happy with who they picked for her. He makes her laugh and he makes her feel comfortable. And then in a confessional, she says she's enjoying the moment, just trying to keep it light. She's trying not to make it so serious. I mean, she's just in this moment. This is a great moment. She's trying to keep it that way, basically. She asks him if he ever wants to move. He says he'd be open to it. And she remarks, you know, there's nothing really here to keep me in San Diego. So I have no problem having multiple houses and multiple places.
She said, Boss I have babe. No kid, no dog. I was like, why should you have to, if you had a dog, you'd still be able to move.
Such a sad life. If you have no dog, how are you going to throw your dog a second birthday party, a pool party themed, birthday party for your dog.
Who would do Asia, that?
Do you have anything you want to say about pool parties for dogs?
They are necessary. I felt like it was a very appropriate theme. I am the one you were referring to.
Yes, it's a veiled comment that I made. Right? Who can I be talking about?
Pepper had a great time. She really enjoyed herself. The pool party theme was perfect. They had pools. I got to see it through a TikTok they made because I wasn't allowed in there, just the dogs. And Pepper had her bikini. So if y'all want to see her bikini, go to my Twitter.
Wait, you weren't allowed to come to the party?
No, it's a doggy daycare, not a doggy and people daycare.
Well, you threw this party and you couldn't even be there?
Yes.
What in the world is happening? Me
trusting Best Little Doghouse to do everything.
Okay.
They're the experts.
That's so that concept is so weird. If I'm throwing my child a birthday party, I'm just like, all right, have fun. I'll be back in a couple hours.
Go have fun. She had a blast. She was exhausted after.
Maybe it's something like when you bring cupcakes to your kids' class. Not necessarily there to partake in the cupcakes.
Okay. Exactly. You trust their teacher to do
I'm glad that Pepper had such a great time. As far as you know, I mean, she's a dog. Right. She can't really tell you that she did or didn't.
I think she had a blast. She was very happy to see me, but that's like every time. So,
yeah, I'm not sure about the bikini because once you do the bikini, and so if you take the bikini off, is Pepper now just running around naked all the time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
She's in her birthday suit constantly.
Okay, I mean that's how you want to run your life, have your dog running around naked. I don't know what to tell you.
If I were dressing her up every day, you'd have something to say.
That's true.
I do have the clothes for it, but
I'm sure you do.
Special occasions.
I'm sure you do. Anyway, sidetracked. Let's get back to Stasha and Nate. So he asks her. So did you request a younger man? Because you know, as we know, Nate is I think about 3 years younger than she is.
Mm-hmm.
She said no. She said pretty much my lower limit was 33. So she asked him. So what did you ask for? He says, well, I asked for an age range of 27 to 34. He says, but then Pastor Cal said, you know, if I want a boss, I probably won't get that with a 27-year-old. So he pretty much convinced me to bump the age up. Which is interesting that, and there's another moment with Mitch that like gets brought up later, but it's like, this is really interesting to hear like how involved, you know, Cal and probably Pepper too, to a fact are involved in, you know, walking them through this process.
Yeah. I mean, I was glad that they were actually listening too. Wasn't just falling on ears that were like Olajuwon ears. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting. But hey, Pastor Cal, don't knock 27-year-olds. When I was 27, I had my stuff together.
You're already Asia wealth at that point.
So
you're on top of the world. Nobody can stop you.
Oh my gosh. Today, just to continue to be off topic, today I found out that my hairstylist who does my locks, my loctician, she's the same loctician for a WNBA player. Like she flew out to her to do her locks for the ESPYs.
You are an elite company.
It's like, whoa.
You can afford a loctician. By the way, it's the first time I've ever heard that word, loctician. You can afford a loctician of a WNBA player, which probably you make more than WNBA player, to be honest.
I never even considered that, but that's a valid point.
You're in such an elite company that you have athletes, hairstylists to do your hair. That's amazing.
Hey, I need to take a step back and make sure I'm not living above my means.
I mean, locticians of WNBA players and pool parties for dogs, you are just living the life.
Living the life.
anyway.
Sasha and Nate.
Yeah, Stasha and Nate. So Nate, is having the conversation with Stasha's friends. And they ask him, like, so what have you learned already? He's like, well, I found out about this eye thing that y'all were talking about. And they assure him, well, she only keeps her eyes pretty much halfway open when she does this.
That's
still
fair.
It's a no for me. Okay.
No, she's just like, she's squinting.
No, it's a no. We'll have to get you an eye mask. That's cool, though. Her sister says that she wants to know his intentions for the evening. He says, you know, he just wants to talk. He's like, no, physical stuff's not going anywhere. We can sit down. We can talk. We can just talk. We don't have to do physical tonight. So his friends meet with Stasha and say, so what are some of your faults? She says, well, this is like a job interview. She's like, well, yeah. I have trouble being vulnerable and showing my emotions. Sometimes they can be stubborn. But, you know, I'm used to getting what I want because I've been single for so long. But, you know, I never really had to think about other people's wants or feelings because, you know, I've been single all this time. So I'm going to have to work through that and try and figure that out for myself.
Which I was like, preach, Stasha, because that's so real. Like before Pepper, I had to have no concern about anyone else's wants or needs. And now having Pepper, I'm more aware. So, you know, I feel like that was the baby step I need for when I am in a relationship, because I'm going to need to care about someone other than myself.
Listen. Don't rush into it. Have some more time for you to think about just yourself. Okay. Take over someone that's now thinking about two other people. Right. Take some time. So his friends the friend at like Nate's friends, like, so what do you think about all the female friends that he has? You know, because he has,
which is such an interesting question.
You know, a question that would raise a red flag for me if one of his friends asked me that.
Legit, yes.
That's a question mark in my head as soon as it gets asked. So she says, you know, I have no issues with him having female friends as long as there are clear boundaries set up that are not crossed. And I just imagine in production hearing that and be like, okay, we got to set up a meeting with Nate, Stasha, and the friend later. Like that's on our agenda now because we got to make this meet happen.
Yeah, they absolutely are going to try to conspire. Well, maybe conspire. Yeah,
conspire is a good word, yeah. I think.
Because, you know, what we're about to talk about, the scene that they definitely want to see more of that. Mm-hmm. Especially with how Stasha chose to react.
Yeah. So in the confessional, she says, you know, she wants to know what his boundaries are with friends so that they can see if their idea of boundaries match up. And if they don't match up, they're going to have some conversations.
Yeah.
So then they sit down with Nate's female friend, Megan, who we've seen many times so far in the show, whenever Nate has been had a segment with just him. This friend helped him pick out the ring. This friend was in his intro package when we met Nate, and he was around all his friends. So this person's been featured, and she was featured heavily in the wedding because they keep shooting to her during the wedding. So at that point, I was like, Megan's not done here. We're going to hear a lot from Megan, I think, in this whole season, probably.
Right. And how odd was this for them to sit down with her? You know, like, yeah. Name another couple that we've had this season who both the people sat down with one of their friends.
Very true. Very true. And it's not even like we saw footage of Stasha meeting with Nate's dad, because we knew that Nate's dad was there. We didn't get that, but we got them sitting down with his friend. That just goes to show you like what production is looking for. Like, no. This is the meeting we need to have here.
Mm-hmm.
So they meet up with Megan, and she tells them that, you know, she hopes that their journey is good for them. And it's just a stash. You can reach out to me anytime for anything. I'm really looking forward to game nights together, because me and Nate, we play a lot of game nights. And Sasha looks at Nate and says, oh, game nights, huh?
As if he's been in a relationship and just hasn't been telling her about this.
Yeah, what kind of game nights we have there, Nate? What kind of games are playing? so she tells Sasha, you know, she just moved there. That Megan moved to San Diego a year ago. And when she got there, she met Nate, and Nate has looked out for her ever since. And Sasha looks at Megan, she's like, are you getting emotional right now? Like, are you crying? I just really want good things for him, and you know, now I want good things for you too, since you're family now. And she's like, I can't wait for us to all do a lot of hikings and watching sunsets together. And so Megan is trying to insert herself. I gotta know what you think about that. I mean, Megan and Nate, they're not just friends, right? I mean,
a just friend situation would have been, Nate is like a brother to me. That's why you're family. She never once said he's anything. She said they're family, but she did never once said like, oh, he's like a brother to me. He's like a little brother, big brother, or whatever. And I feel like that's very telling. Like, they have history. They decided they won't work as a couple. They just decided to remain best friends. They're there for each other when they need it, probably in multiple ways. So,
yep. Listen, I've been watching.
I feel like she has every right to be concerned.
I've been watching Seek a Sister Wife, and this really giving me some of this energy here. Like, we're going to add you to our family. You're going to be a sister wife with me. And we're just going to share Nate. And so Stasha's like, you know, they're talking like, you know what? Maybe not so many game nights. Maybe we'll limit those. We don't need to have so many game nights. What games are y'all playing? Just maybe a little Twister. Maybe y'all are getting tangled up in each other's bodies. Maybe, I don't know.
I feel like Sasha has every right to feel how she does, but I do feel like her reaction was a little strong.
It was strong.
First day she's met him.
But I think she's catching some vibes. I think she's catching the vibes that probably most people at home are catching. Like, this is not just a normal friendship. There's something deeper here, and we got to keep that in check. So I think we saw some of Stasha's boss come out at that moment.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is going to be the last time we see it. I think Nate's going to be like, all right, I'm headed out to go to game night. And Stasha's going to be like, no, you're not. You're saying your butt right here. Is Megan going to be there? And you're staying here.
Yeah. Yeah, Megan's going to be like the Leandro on a 90 day. Constantly lingering. And Stasha's like, is she in this relationship or what?
Production's going to call Megan, like, hey, you want to come shoot a scene with Nate?
You want to run into Stasha and Nate at the grocery store?
Yeah, this is where they're going to be in about 30 minutes. Why don't you head over there? Right. We'll get y'all mic'd up beforehand.
Yeah, I think that it will be very, very telling of the type of relationship that her and Nate have. If Megan actually invests in getting to know Sasha herself, like if we see those two hanging out, and if she does say things like, oh, he's like a brother, or if Sasha asks her about like his past relationships, how has she, like, what has she thought about his past relationships? Because that could be telling of like, oh, I haven't seen Nate in a relationship, or, oh yeah, all of his ex-girlfriends are like this. I don't know. I'll be interested to see.
I don't know if Stasha's going to be one hang out with Megan. Megan's going to call her. Megan be like, who is this? I don't want to hang out with you.
Megan, I don't know Megan. It never says anything.
I don't want you anywhere near me, Megan. Get away from me and my husband. I know you're trying to infiltrate our relationship. Get away from me. So his friends are talking and asking, they're talking to Nate. So how's the chemistry feeling? He says, well, you know, they feel like a natural chemistry, you know, even though it's early. And, you know, if I didn't feel the natural chemistry, I just wouldn't be happy. I'd be sitting here just not happy. I'd be upset. But I feel that natural chemistry. So her friends ask her, like, so what did you feel when you saw him? And she says she was happy what she saw. And the sister basically says, so are you still going to be putting up some barriers tonight, or what's going to happen tonight? And she basically says, nope, nothing's going to happen tonight. I am with the Lord, is what she says. So she's like, that's not going to be happening. And, cut that with Nate basically being like, well, you know, if things happen, they happen. And, you know, Nate's friends being Nate's friends, the same people that put in he's a freak in the sheets in his, you know, friends and family want you to know, says, well, what if you guys just do some boring missionary style? And then Nate, in another questionable Nate moment, says, you know, I just guide her in the right position. Ugh, come on. Like that, you know, another red flag. So there's a lot of talk about the freak in the sheets comment in the friends of anyone to know from Stasha and her friends. Like, yeah, we're still not sure where that really came from. And, you know, just, you know, I'm all for that. Just not tonight. So she's adamant that it's not going to happen tonight. Cut to, it doesn't happen, but in my mind, like, cut to tonight. Like, it's going to happen.
Right. Yeah, I think it's like she doesn't want to. I think she wants it to happen. But in case it doesn't, she just has that like barrier of like, I'm saying right now, I don't want it to happen. That leaves room for if he's thinking that.
So her friends, like as she's like leaving the table, they start chanting, consummate it, consummate it.
Which isn't even an easy chant. It's right. It's way too many syllables.
It's not melodic. It doesn't flow.
No.
So Nate hears it. He's like, oh, yeah. What's that? What was I hear? I'm down.
Consummate it tonight.
It's not natural. It's not a good flow.
That would never catch on in the stadium.
No, never. So they do the thing where they, you know, slow motion walk down a like path with all their friends and family
holding
on the sides of them. They're all everyone held something different on all the weddings.
It was whatever they could grab from Dollar Tree.
Yeah, well, they went to Party City and, like, loaded up a cart. Right. So they're walking down the path, and, you know, over that, you hear Stasha saying, you know, I haven't felt as happy in a long time. You know, and I could fall in love with my husband. My heart is open. And he seems perfect. I've waited my whole life to be married, and I feel like he is the one. That, like, big talk.
Wrong statement.
Big talk. For you got to figure, like, 4 hours altogether of her meeting this man.
He has really made an impression for someone who has her walls up naturally.
Yeah.
I feel like she's really impressed with him.
Yeah. So that's basically Stasha and Nate for this week. What are we going to do with the ratings? What's your rating right now? 1 to 5, 1 being they're not likely to stay together by decision day, 5 being they're definitely staying together on decision day.
I'm nervous because I feel like Sasha is so into it right now. And if he does something that kind of like either breaks her trust or they have a big argument, I could see her shutting down and not being able to come back from that. Very like Jasmina-esque. Mm-hmm. I was at a 4 last week. But that's the only thing that kind of gives me pause for concern. But I'm going to go ahead and stick with my 4.
Yeah, so I just, this really screams to me like a Zach and Michaela of like, it is so strong in the beginning, and it's going to burn and burn like terribly. It's going to burn down to the ashes.
Yeah,
well, that scares me, but I can't say that I've seen evidence of that yet. I just, it's a pattern of this show,
right?
So. What was I last week?
4.
I'll go ahead and stick with my 4. It really seems like they're both really digging each other. So, you know, so far, so good. Mm-hmm. So I'll stick with the 4.
Perfect.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So where are we headed to next?
We are going to talk about Alexis and Justin.
Quite an episode for them.
Yeah, there was a lot that went on. Wait, so who was on After Party?
So After Party this week was Justin, Miguel, and Kristen.
Okay.
They had some content in the After Party. We'll get to it at a certain point where they talk about near the end. She talks about meeting, swiping on him on social media. So
okay, we'll
run it down. We'll talk about it when we get.
Yeah. So we start out with like them at the reception. She noticed he was cold and she was like, oh, are you cold? Do you need something? He's like, no. She's like, excuse me, can we get the heaters closer? And he's like, oh, I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Yeah. She's already looking out for him, which is a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. It gave me hints of like, a lot of people talk about how like guys don't want to say anything about their food,
right?
But their girlfriends will,
and they'll send it back.
Yeah, right. So he said she ain't going nowhere. He is so happy with her right now. And she does tell him, she's like, I like you. He's like, okay, for real? She's like, yeah, I like you. It's like, matter of fact, I didn't think I would, but I do.
I was so terrified when I walked out the aisle and saw this huge man. I was sure that this was not going to work. But you know what? Yeah. I'm actually digging you now.
Right. So, you know, we have that history with Justin and his brother. And so he's talking to his brother, or like his brother's at the wedding. They've made up. And we get a weird flashback to his brother talking to Alexis. I'm like, why couldn't they have just shown this in chronological order?
That was weird. Yeah. Maybe that was the only like thing that was like good to use in that. And they're like, we can't just show this one little piece. We'll just do this in flashback.
Right. So we get a flashback of just Alexis making a very good impression with Justin's brother when she was talking to him just about how she's, you know, she's in this, she'll look out for him. And he's like, his brother was like, look, I no longer have any reservations and I trust you.
In that flashback, it was his brother and his mom who Alexis was talking to. Mm-hmm. Now, brother and mom look very similar. Very. Mm-hmm. Justin, on the other hand, I need to know where the I need to know where the family trees are coming. Like, where are the branches branching off? Like, we have a different father from the brother, or what's happening here? It's a half
situation. Know. Because we haven't seen his dad, I'm like, could it be a situation that he like looks so much like his dad?
Yeah, I'm just wondering like where the family tree's branches divert, because mm-hmm. Justin looks nothing like his mother or his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know.
Yeah. Then we get one of Justin's friend, or no, it's Justin's groomsman with Alexis. And so they're just like, they're giving her advice. They're like, look, he's sensitive. Just don't attack his character.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the wording was don't assassinate his character. And I was like,
yeah,
okay. No. That's bold. That's a little much. Don't right. assassinate the man's character. Like, you, like those
you're
are like movie.
Me.
Yeah. That's movie dialogue. Like, you're assassinating my character. Like, who says that in real life?
Right. But you know, they're basically just trying to see her intentions, and she tells them like, look, I really enjoy him. I'm committed to the process. And she tells us in the confessional, like, she realizes that like the superficialness that she was experiencing about like his height and how he wasn't really typically her type. She has gotten past that after getting to know him like tonight.
Yeah. And I like other friend asked, like, so are you like ride or die? And she's like, die's a strong word. I just met the man, but I'm in it. I don't know if I'm at die phase yet, but I'm there.
I appreciate the honesty from her.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm ride or die.
Dying is strong. I'm down for a ride, but the dying is a little step too far.
That's a lot. So did you notice how she was slurring in her confessional?
Oh yeah, she was drunk. In this whole episode, she was slizzard, right? And the brother too, when he's talking to Justice, like, oh yeah, you've had a few, you've downed a few tonight. He's like, I know I didn't treat you like a man. But you know, I see it now, and I see it. You're a man now. I'm sorry I didn't treat you like a man. he definitely a down some.
I was like, yo, y'all had a good reception.
Yeah, they were having a good time
because they had to use captions for Alexis's whole confessional. Yeah. So that was hilarious. So they're asking her like how she was gonna handle like conflict. Basically, she's like, okay, if I block him on if I block his number, he needs to find me on this. If like she had all the like, she's like, if I block him on everything, he needs to be standing outside my window.
So I mean, I know that she was being facetious, but if this is any like indication of what like is gonna be, I'm very nervous.
Right.
That's not really, that doesn't scream to me like mature, ready for marriage. I didn't like that. I was like, I know you're kind of playing around a little bit, but it also kind of sounds like you might be a little serious.
Right. Like it's ha ha funny right now, but
when I'm really standing outside your window trying to yell at you from downstairs because you blocked me on email, you blocked me on Instagram, you blocked me on Twitter. That's like, I'm glad that I wasn't dating in the social media age.
How lovely.
Yeah, it's like, there's so many things to block people on now. I'd have a hard time keeping track.
Yeah, it's awful. Because, yeah, what do you, like, whatever.
yeah, I mean, if you didn't want to talk to somebody, you just couldn't answer the phone. That was the only thing you had back in the day. Like, you just didn't answer the phone. Now there's so many ways to get in contact with people.
So many, yes. So I had a friend one time who would she's made like different emails.
Oh no!
To contact him or like contact exes.
Is she catfishing people? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was just like if she was blocked.
Oh my gosh!
I know. Let me get the story straight. Not her, it was him trying to contact her when she blocked him on everything.
Oh, you didn't think I'd get in contact with you, huh? Like, I made a new email. Take that.
Right. But I would say one positive that came out of this conversation with Alexis and the groomsmen were she had them laughing. Like, they definitely were, like, getting along well with her. So I think they got a very good impression.
Well, actually, on After Party, Justin did say that the groomsmen did show some apprehension, but only because of the being proposed to three times.
Oh,
so they were very like they were questioning it a little bit. So he was saying they're a little skeptical.
Gotcha.
He was saying, you know, the brother, the family, they were all good after talking to Alexis. They were all for it. But the groomsmen, on the other hand, had an issue with the proposal because, you know, Alexis she can't not tell people that she's been proposed to you three times. So yeah. I'm sure she told that story to them and it may have caused a little alarm for them.
It's like, hi, I'm Alexis. This is how old I am. And I've been proposed to three times.
You know, producers next to her like saying three, remember three. Right. Every story you have to put it in there.
Right. And so then we get like Alexis's friends, but it's not like one's her sister. Were they all her sisters?
I think the two main people talking were her sisters.
Okay. They're with Justin and they say, you know, her sister says, love her, but also be firm.
More like more do this, but also do the total opposite of this. How am I supposed to keep track of things I'm supposed to do and not supposed to do? Like, this is a lot.
Right. He really hopes that, like he's her person. He asked them about any red flags and they don't tell him. They're like, nope, we will never tell. We walk away.
I guess you're going to find out because we're not going to tell you.
Right. Which is polar opposite of last season. or no, was it the Houston season? No, last season, Chris.
Yeah.
And his friends.
This is all the bad stuff about Chris. This is every single negative about Chris.
Right. Right. So then they're doing the end of the reception stuff where, you know, the dancing and stuff. So he's dancing, she's sitting in the chair, and she's like, "Ooh, can you find the beat?" That is not anything anyone wants to hear while they're dancing.
Yeah, no. Justin, for someone who has been celibate for a year and a half, is very, very sexual, very, you know, very demonstrative with his dancing.
Right. He was going all out trying to seduce her and goes for the garter, and he could have put his head under her dress, but he proceeds to lift her dress all the way up her legs. And I'm like, somebody something. Why was this the method?
Well, her dress was not easy to, like, she didn't have like the big poofy, like, under, like, big dress. She had more of a slender dress, which was kind of hard to do, but he didn't have to like go down, like bite the thing off of her thigh, which he did. And I liked her mother, like, put it on your ankle.
Yeah, put it on the ankle. On her ankle. Yeah.
Mom was embarrassed.
Right. He did that right in front of her mom. And so, I mean, yeah, like, we see that at weddings. We see it happen all the time. It's just like, this feels different because this is like the first impression.
Yeah. Well, listen, he didn't pull an Elijah one. Okay. Let's be thankful for that. He didn't take his shirt off, or he didn't like give her a lap dance, which Elijah one did. Like, yeah. So he, and Justin's too tall to be doing that stuff. It looks really weird with this like lanky dude doing all this stuff. Like, you gotta know your body and what looks good for your body.
Right.
You are not Magic Mike.
Right. Be real with yourself.
Right.
So then Justin's talking to his friends, and he knows that they're going to be spending the evening talking tonight. He's like, because I already know from her, like, she values a mental connection over a physical. Like, she needs the mental to have the physical. And but then he's talking all big, like he's going to like put it down. And it's just like, can you not?
This is patented talk from someone that doesn't have sex. And is like, this would be like a child describing sex. Like, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Yeah, we're going to do all the bad stuff. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Like, calm down. Right. But I was thinking, like, you know, maybe they have to slow down, because maybe they have to diagram how this sex is going to work. He's so tall. Like, how is this going to happen? We have to plan out before we do this. Maybe that's the issue here.
Yeah, talk it through so things aren't awkward. Yeah. When they leave the wedding, like the send off, they have these sticks with strings on the end, like the party sticks. They were glowing. They had little lights.
It's like, I think you get in a theme park, like at night, you would use like a glow stick. You break it, you could connect it, like put it around your neck. Like, they had just had them all like pointing like swords or whatever. You missed the part about, and you know, we heard Justin say, women look at him all the time, and all they wonder is, what is he packing?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, no, Justin, that doesn't happen. You're crazy. What do we get here? The friends asking, so do you how well endowed do you think he is?
You know what? I didn't write a single word from that conversation.
Oh, and she goes, because you know my vaginal canal. We measured it. What? You did what?
Oh, goodness.
And then in a confessional, she says, well, you know, because I have a designer vagina. I was like, what? What are we talking? These two might be a good match, because they are very.
They might be.
They talk a lot about their genitalia.
They are open books. They leave nothing up to the imagination.
Nothing to imagination. Right. And the friend, like, and one of her friends, like, how did we get here? Like, this is none of our business. Like, why are we talking about this? I literally wrote in my notes, I said, that's Asia. That's who Asia would be right there. Like, why are we having this discussion? Right. Let's start talking about this right now.
How did this, why is this even on the table for us to discuss?
We are on camera with microphones on in a public setting. This is not something we should talk about here, of all places. You know, people can hear you, right?
Right.
Alexis does not care. Alexis is out with it. She don't care.
She does not. And she's only going to get more comfortable with the cameras. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So when they're walking out, he says, like, he wants to love her so much. So that she doesn't ever have to worry or think twice about if she's loved or not, which is sweet, but it would be very interesting to see like how that's going to be put into practice once they're back from the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So we get to their first night and they are talking, like, you know, they go into their room and they're talking about how, like, she's named after her grandmother. Like, her grandmother's name was Grace. Her middle name is Grace. He's like, "Oh, man, that's crazy, because I said if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Grace." Hey,
it's fate. It's kismet. Right.
We find
you
out.
You both want to name your daughter a very common girl's name. How crazy is that?
Right. It's just like two dog moms met and like, I also was thinking about naming my dog Bella.
You're going to throw a puppy pool party? I'm going to throw a puppy pool party. You don't say.
Right. You're getting your dog treats? Me too.
You're putting a bikini on your dog? You got to check out this picture. My dog wears a bikini all the time.
I need to update my screensaver to that picture, by the way.
Yes, you must do that.
We found out that they were both student class presidents. His slogan was, "I might be tall, but I stand for you all."
I mean, listen, it's not bad. That's good.
I don't know how he remembered that.
Are you kidding? That's expert branding. I would remember that for the rest of my life. I'm sure he'll remember it. You ask me 20 years from now, what was Justin from MAFS? Campaign slogan, I'd say, "I might be tall, but I will stand for you all." That is memorable. And his campaign poster was a tree with a suit on. Genius. Yeah. Genius.
Right. Exactly. So he asked her, like, "What was your reaction?" Which, this is a very bold question because you may or may not want to hear the answer. Mm-hmm. So he asked her, "What was her reaction when she saw him?" And she was like, "Oh," I was like, "Oh, crap. I've definitely seen him on Hinge."
Yeah, so they delved a little bit more into this on After Party. So Justin says that he swiped on her, but I don't think she swiped on him, and he was able to send her a message.
Yeah, and that's exchanged, how
Hinge works. Okay, yeah, they exchanged Instagram handles, and he DM'd her, and she never responded. And he DM'd her again. He's like, "Hey, this is Justin from Hinge, like, it's me." Mm-hmm. And the only thing she responded was, "I know." And no other correspondence. So we know she saw him and she decided to keep walking.
That is funny. Oh my gosh. You know, so he remembers that.
He says that, you know, at the time when she brought it up, he didn't remember it. But then they were talking later. And I guess they were probably like looking at their own Instagrams or whatever in bed. Yeah. She's like, "Oh, you DM'd me." And he's like, "Oh, yeah. Like, I do remember you now. Like, I remember I, you know, swiped on you and I sent you a message and you basically ignored me."
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he's admitting to it. Like,
the face he made when she brought it up, he was like, "Oh, I hope you did. I was hoping you didn't remember that." Like, the face he had on when she said that.
Yeah.
Like, when they were cuddling on the love seat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was totally, like, getting ready to fall asleep because she was so drunk, by the way. Yeah. And just her rambling on, like, she was rambling about stuff. And the face he made, like, "Ooh, I was hoping you didn't realize that was me."
Right. Like, he could hide forever. She'll never know. I was the one.
I like, he's like, "Well, you know, you don't know if that was exactly me. That might have been somebody else that looks like me. I got one of those faces." She's like, "There are not many 7 foot tall people running around San Diego."
Right.
He's like, "Yeah, you're right."
Yeah, I'm surprised this, like, doesn't happen more often. because yeah. these people are similar ages, they're in similar areas.
We've gotten it probably like two other times.
Yeah.
Where people have known the other people, like seen them around town or whatever.
Right.
I think it was like Luke and Kate from that one season. I'm not good with the season numbers. And then Johnny and Val, of course, is a pretty
famous one. Right. Because it's like, then they could be like, what if one wife matched with another husband and they just like had conversation and maybe went on a date and then nothing ever happened from it? That would be juicy.
And then they see each other at the honeymoon, like, oh, it's you.
Right. Never speak of it. Yeah, Don't ever tell.
Put it on the Mavs bucket list. We got to get it.
Exactly. So, and then she, when she did see him on Hinge, it was only 4 months ago from the wedding. So it really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Rudy tried to put it on him at the afterwards. He's like, so what were you doing on Hinge 4 months before your wedding? He was like, well, you know, I'd moved to San Diego and I tried it out a little bit. Only went on a few dates, but you know, nothing came up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she was on there too. She saw him.
Right. Exactly.
Rudy can hold that for her when she comes. Alexis does say that like he does make her feel wanted. She's getting dressed getting dressed for bed in the bathroom. Justin is sitting on the bed talking to the producer and he's talking about, you know, how a specific body part of his is hard as a rock. And I have no idea, number one, why he's so comfortable with this producer to be sharing this right now. Two, why that needed to be said in this moment.
Why? I was like, oh my gosh. Like, why would you utter those words out of your mouth on camera, on a microphone? But it just speaks to like how open the both of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that could be a good match, but it's just, wow, you guys just really open and really willing to say everything that comes to your mind.
Literally, it's like there's nothing in between them thinking it and saying it. There's no filter that it has to go through. No thought process of like, should I say this right now? Nah, I shouldn't. Because there are many things that have been said that should have been left on the cutting room floor of their mind.
Right. And, you know, it's just like, it's going to be hard to maintain my celibacy. Boy, I tell you, it's hard as a rock. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, he is speaking like off the dome. It's as if he is speaking to his friends. Like, you got to credit the producers of Mass that are so good. They got you talking as they're talking to your best friend. They don't probably even realize there's a camera on them. Right. But they're just talking. They're just shooting the ish. Like you're just a buddy hanging out. Well, let me take that back. Because if a buddy of mine is something like that to me, that friendship would probably be over. I'd be like, that's too much. I'm going to have to leave now.
Yeah.
I don't need to know that about you.
So they start getting ready for bed and he gets in the bed shirtless and they're just like cuddling and they're just being very playful. She's like talking about, you know, where to keep his hands. And he's like, he's trying to flirt. Like, I'm going to keep them wherever you want, you know, unless you want them somewhere else. And she went to bed with an outfit on that she was like, okay, just in case something happens tonight, I'll be ready. So
she walked out. She gave him that look like, yeah, I got this on. You know what's going to go down. You know what's about to happen.
Oh, gosh. So
do you think that it is going to go down that night?
I don't know, because it seemed like on the preview that they were at the honeymoon still talking about like, oh, it might happen tonight.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
So
it could be an issue where like, yeah, it really like we find out like right before like decision day, we find out on the reunion like, yeah, we did it the wedding night. We just didn't want to tell y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because there was
that always seems to happen.
You could feel the, you know, the sexual charge between them, like in that room, in that bed. It was something else.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely into each other. We can't deny that. I think it'll be very interesting to see just like what life is like for them. Are they going to be able to have a good time together, make each other better, get to know each other before, you know, something happens that causes an argument or something. So last week I was at a 2 with them. I'm actually going to go up to a 3. I'm feeling okay. Not amazing, but okay. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Can you remind me where I was last week?
Three.
You know what? I'm going to bump this baby up to a four. That's how good. That's how good I feel about them right now. I just feel like we're seeing more of their personalities mesh together. And I think this actually might work out. Like, you know, it could be the liquor talking for Alexis, but
I thought you were going to say for you.
Oh, no, not for me. I don't podcast while drunk. Okay. So, not a PUI. That would be here. A
huge mistake.
Yeah. Not a PUI going on here. Yeah, I just, they seem to mesh really well together. Like,
yeah.
So I'm hopeful. I want them to work. They seem like a good match. They seem like the chemistry is good. So yeah, I'm going to put it at a four. I'm hopeful.
All right. I'm at a three. You're at a four.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Our fourth couple. Who are we talking about next?
We're going to go to Lindy and Miguel. So she talks, we're starting at their, I believe we're at the reception when we start with them, or they're taking their pictures is what it is. So she tells the camera, like, you know, she's telling her friends, I couldn't look at him at first. You know, I got so panicked because I saw that suit and I didn't know what to think.
The suit that I said was forward.
Yeah, the suit that I said was purple, and you said it was pink and blue together.
But, which is purple.
Whatever. but you know, then she saw him. She actually saw him. Like, she said, "Oh, he's actually good looking." So she likes him so far. She tells her friend, "Like, I think this is my dream guy. Oh my gosh, he's so attractive." Miguel's in a confession. He says, "No, this ring, it's not just jewelry. This is the way of the world right here. This is everything." He says, "She's still a stranger, but it feels natural. And you know, I'm gonna need to be on top of my game." And know how much, you know, I know how much of an idiot I would be if I messed this up. They take their pictures. I like
that he said it that way.
Yeah.
You don't have too many egos. Well, with him, we don't have an ego.
Yeah. He seems to know already that she's, you know, she might be right up his alley.
Yeah.
They take their pictures. The pictures looked nice. Like, they were fine. I didn't get the chemistry that I got from like an Alexis and Justin really took great pictures together last episode. But then I was like, yeah, they look fine together. They look good.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right before they walk into the reception, they're all talking about their friend, like, oh, this friend was this, right? Like, they're kind of pointing out each other's friends, like, what was your last name again? He doesn't remember her last name, of course. So they get to do their first dance. And of course, as we all know at this point, Lindy has never been to a dance, so she has no idea how to slow dance. And, you know, he kind of...
Which is the simplest of things. Like, I don't feel like there's a need to complicate slow dancing. Like, I feel like he told her, hey, just put your hands on my shoulders, and then she could let him take it from there. She literally could stand still and allow him to sway her back and forth.
Right. Like, she's really is an overthinker. So that's part of her thing.
Yeah.
But I did like this moment because he did kind of guide her and was like, he didn't put her down. Like, would you never dance before? Like, he did kind of say that, but he's like, yeah, you just put your arms on my shoulder and you just put them wherever you want. We're good. So I think this is a good indication of like how their energies are going to mesh. Like, he's going to be patient. He's going to, you know.
Yeah.
Because she's so sheltered and so developmentally slow that she doesn't know simple things, apparently, according to her friends. So I think he'll do well to kind of be patient and guide her where she needs to be guided, I guess.
Yes, he definitely has way more patience than another husband that we haven't talked about yet. So I do think that's going to be good, because it does seem like Lindy needs that, because she is so in her head about everything.
Yeah. So he asks, what was your first impression of me? She says, well, I just thought you were very handsome. You know, they're happy that they're finally there with each other. And, you know, he's calm and he says, well, you know, I don't need to tell you that you're pretty, because, you know that you're pretty. She's like, no, you better tell me I'm pretty.
Words of affirmation.
Right. And he did express on the after party that, you know, he realized that after he said that it came out wrong, that he shouldn't have said that, because that is a weird thing to say. Like, I don't need to tell you you're pretty. No, you should tell your significant other they are beautiful, pretty, all those nice words. every moment you can, folks. Let's not assume, like, you know you're pretty. I got to tell you.
Lessons from Jason.
That's right. Words of wisdom. That should be a segment on this podcast. Right. In a confessional, she says that the energy is what she had hoped for. And, you know, she just wants to soak in the moment and just be happy right now, because she's having a great time. He asks her if she speaks Spanish. She says, I am obsessed with Spanish. And I spent the summer in Spain, but I didn't pick up the language. So in Spanish, he tells her, you know, well, we can practice together, since, you know, I don't speak it a whole lot. I still kind of speak a little slow, because I haven't really used it a lot. So she does say, well, she can understand some, but she just sounds really terrible when she says it out loud.
Yeah, I thought like she sounded a level below conversational. Like, it wasn't awful, like, hola, you know, like she could at least understand. Like, she's able to go to Spain and communicate with the locals.
We need to get Lindsay in here and teach her, you know, before they go to Puerto Rico. You got to speak the language of the people there.
Right. So I thought her Spanish was decent. And I thought he was impressed by it, because he probably didn't expect her to know any Spanish.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we get the clinking of the glasses and they go ahead and kiss. In a confessional, she says how she's pretty much just gushing about how over the moon she is of him. She has, like, they put little pictures of them on sticks, and she kisses, like, a picture of him on a stick in the confessional. That's how, like, she's not going to do it at first, but she's like, no, go ahead, kiss the picture. Mm-hmm. And she kisses a picture of him on a stick. You know, he's talking about how hard it is to conceptualize getting to know someone, you know, right after you marry them. Like, that's not how this usually goes. Like, you usually get to know them beforehand. And so it's kind of hard to put that together for him. Then she's saying in her confessional, even though she's only known him for a day, she believes that this is the best day of her life. It could be the best day of her life.
We've seen that she is really into him.
Yes.
So
I think probably she's into him more than he is of to her right now. But I think he is into it, just not as much as she is into him.
Right. I feel like it takes a lot to get to where she's at right now. He needs a few weeks, maybe a couple months, but it's two things. She's blown away with the fact that she's so attracted to him. And then she's also very happy to be married. It's kind of like we were talking about earlier. And the blend of those two is just like, it results in literally the best day of her life.
It's the best day of my life. Yeah. Her friend tells her that he's so handsome, and, you know, Puerto Ricans are good in bed. I was like, oh, man, can we not generalize whole, you know, groups? Let's not do that.
Gross. Yeah.
They could have taken that out of the show.
So I'm like, they have normalized just being all up in people's business, like married people's business.
Yeah,
like, do friends talk about things this often?
Maybe we're just prudes, Asia. Maybe we don't just talk to our friends about sex all the time, every single day.
Right.
So she sits down with Miguel's sister, and Miguel's sister, she's telling Miguel's sister, he seems perfect so far. And sister says, well, you know, you do need effective communication, because, you know, in the past, he would try to talk to someone calmly and, you know, ask for things that he needed in a relationship to change. But, you know, his exes were all words and no action. So he needs someone that will put the effort into making the relationship work. Lindy tells her, yeah, I'm ready to communicate. I'm all about it. She knows that conflict's going to arise eventually. And, you know, it's all about how they handle it and how they move forward from the conflict.
And I was like, will it? Y'all seem like the type of couple where y'all may never have an argument.
Yeah, that, they could be our definitely be our boring couple.
Yeah.
Of the season. But Lindy does tell his sister, you know, that, hey, you as his sister are, you know, the most important person I'm going to talk to tonight, beside Miguel. You are the only family he has here right now. You've known him his whole life. You know, the sister talks about how they've had such a tumultuous upbringing, and they had parents, you know, the mom left and the dad was dealing with a lot of personal issues. So neither, they didn't really have any parents that were present. So Lindy asks the sister, so are there any red flags they need to watch out for? Sister says, oh, no, quite the contrary. Miguel is amazing. Such a terrific man.
A well-adjusted man.
Yeah, considering our upbringing, he is fantastic. Now, I mean, if I want to ask for red flags from anybody, I probably won't ask it from the family.
Right.
More often than not, they're going to look at their family in a good light and not tell me any red flags.
Yeah, the groomsmen, that's the way to go.
Yeah, at least they didn't pull a Stasha and say, well, you got to find that out for yourself, because
right.
We're not telling.
There are some, but we'll never say.
Yeah. Lindy tells the sister, you know, I appreciate you saying that about his upbringing, because, you know, I've had a tough upbringing as well. And, you know, our shared trauma will either bond us or will destroy us. So Miguel is sitting with Lindy's family. Mm-hmm. And almost immediately, we see Lindy's brother asking Miguel, so, you know, I have one very important question. Do you believe in a higher power? And when someone says this to you, you have to tread carefully, which Miguel does here. Miguel says, you know, for me, organized religion does really make sense. You've got so many different sects of religion. You can't just tell people that their religion doesn't matter. So how would you do that? He says, you know, I'm not really a big fan of it. And the little brother is not pleased at all.
At all. I think one thing that Miguel could have added was, because I think this has worked for people in the past, was, okay, I am not currently a believer. I don't currently believe in a higher power. However, I respect people that do, and I'm open. Well, he may not even be open to being open, I guess. But if he were, that would be a good thing to say, be reassuring for her family. Since religion is so important. I mean, and that is a huge thing where I'm guessing it's not a deal breaker for Lindy if they got matched. You know, because that has to be a fundamental question. Like, would you want somebody who has different religious beliefs?
Yeah. So on After Party, Miguel did say, like, so Lindy actually warned me that this might happen before I sat down with her family. You know, she told me that she's not religious anymore, but that her family is very religious still. So she did warn me this would happen. So, you know, that tells me that, you know, She's not really about that anymore, so I don't think it's going to be a big issue for Lindy and Miguel themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But this little brother, he was not having it. He said, well, I was really hoping that my sister would marry somebody that had a good relationship with God. Because, you know, God's everything to me, so I was just hoping that the man marrying my sister believed as well. And Miguel's like, yeah, I mean, I just don't necessarily, like, believe in it. Sorry. I mean, it was a very like math style, interesting way of like cutting the conversation. We got no more of how the conversation ended,
mm-mm.
of how they left it. It was just like an abrupt ending. We didn't see anything else about it.
I wish this conversation would have been handled with both Lindy and Miguel. Definitely would have made Miguel feel more comfortable, especially given that they had already had that conversation.
Yeah.
But of course, maybe Lindy didn't expect him to say it right then and there. But that would have been way better for Miguel to take on that family, like holding her hand, knowing like, okay, I'm okay with you. It's just that I just need your family to understand that we're okay.
Yeah, Lindy's brother's really creepy. I feel like he'd be the kind of person, like, I wouldn't hear him coming up behind me and I just turn around and be like, oh my God, like, staying right behind me. Have you heard about God today?
Mm-hmm.
Can I convert you? So yeah, Lindy Brothers,
she said it's what type, do you know what type of Christianity?
They're Seventh-day Adventists.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, they're the brother specifically is pretty intense with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think because I did see in the preview for next week that we're gonna have some more awkward moments between
Miguel. Yeah, it's like that brother. Breakfast before they go to the honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly. And a funny moment where like Miguel and Mitch actually run into each other in the bathroom. While their receptions are going on, and this kind of exchange, like, oh, this is crazy, right? Yeah, like, yeah, I'm happy. Miguel's like, yeah, I'm really happy. Like, I'm ecstatic, over the moon. And he's like, how are you doing, Mitch? He's like, well, I'm cautiously optimistic. We'll talk more about Mitch in a bit.
She's cute. We're vibing.
Yeah, we're vibing. And you know, it was just a funny moment. I think we got another moment like this in season 12, maybe, where Haley and Virginia ran to each other during their receptions. Yeah, this is a fun little moment. Obviously, a little producer setup, because how often do you get taped walking to a bathroom?
But, okay. Right.
So, yeah, they talk about, have you heard anything from the other guys? And Miguel does say, I heard Ben's wedding got delayed because of some COVID concerns. So they've apparently heard about the situation there.
Rumor has it.
Yeah. So they do the whole garter toss. It's a very respectful tossing of the garter. We did find out in after party that they actually forgot her garter, so they had to use Miguel's bow tie
as standing
garter. Yeah.
Okay.
So they throw it, and the religious brother ends up catching it. So that was a fun little moment. So the friends are asking each of the people, so what's going to happen tonight? What's going on? They're like, well, you know, whatever happens, not pushing it, not pressuring it. His friends tell him, you know, if it doesn't work out with you two, we're keeping her instead of you. Like, we're kicking you out and keeping her because we really like her. They really like Lindy there. So they walk down. Impression. Yeah, their little path is another path of glow sticks or whatever you want to call it.
It's like sticks with clear balls on it.
Yeah.
Just nothing you would ever want to see. They literally could have bought sparklers for all five weddings and distributed them. There weren't right. that many people.
We got to be fun. We got to be quirky. So Miguel, as they're walking on their path, Miguel says, you know, I woke up a single man and, you know, next thing I know, I'm married to a beautiful woman. He says, I feel a connection. I look forward to exploring it to see if it could be love. And I can see us together for many years to come. We end on them on a selfie cam saying that, you know, they're officially hitched. And she tells him, this is the best day of her life. And McGonagall looks at her like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He doesn't return it. He's just like, oh, that's cool, I guess.
Right.
Good for you.
Oh, I don't know. I think, will this be an issue that Miguel is already 10 paces behind her?
No, because I think she is just, I think Miguel is where he should be. Like,
right.
Like, he's not a Mitch. He's not like not vibing this. He is vibing this. Lindy is just extreme. Okay. Yeah. Lindy is over the top. He's 10 paces behind, but he is where he should be. I would say Lindy is 10 paces ahead of where the start is. She started right. 10 paces ahead. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be much of an issue. I think they will kind of level out eventually. He'll get up to her level. She'll calm down a little bit, maybe. They did have in the previews where she's going to, off the bat, tell him about all her student debt.
Yeah.
A little soon for that, but okay.
Right, which I feel like a lot of people have student debt. So it wasn't like it felt like she was dropping a bomb on him. So maybe it's an like exponential amount.
Well, I also kind of feel like it's like these two aren't going to have any problems. So it's just like,
you got to pull something out of it.
Right. Thin air. Like, it's probably going to be like a Miguel is just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. They're like, whatever. Well, do you have debt you could talk about?
Hey, what problems are we having in your life? Right. We need something. We need content.
Right. Right.
So where are you at with their rating?
So last week we were both at fours. So I'm going to maintain my 4 this week.
Yeah, I'm going to maintain the 4 too. I feel like this is an actually good match. Like,
yeah.
But this is good.
I feel like some reason, like, she makes him look cooler.
Yeah.
Like the Miguel we saw, we know Dungeons and Dragons Miguel, like that's who I thought we were going to get. But I feel like when he's with her, his swag went up like a level.
Yeah, because she's so bubbly and like excited.
Yeah.
His calmness could be misconstrued for like suaveness.
Yes.
just because he is at a steady level, it comes off as suave and cool and debonair. Just because exactly. She is so at an 11. Like,
yeah.
So he looks better in comparison. They look good as a couple. I'm here for it. I'm glad that they've been matched.
Yeah.
Before for them. I think Lindy and Miguel, and I didn't think this would be the case, but Alexis and Justin might be two of the better matched couples this season.
Oh. Yeah, I could agree with that. I do think we need to see more of, obviously we need to see Ben and Morgan meet, but I think there could be some stuff there. They've just been leaning so heavily on like the extremes with them. I just don't know. But yeah, I would agree with that.
Yep. So only one couple left. Let's get into it.
So Kristen and Mitch, we are finally getting their wedding. So we have to, we have to continue on that cliffhanger from last episode with her telling her dad, where they have this like, they cut to him saying, "I think you're insane," but it's the most spliced together phrase. Like they couldn't even keep the camera on him a millisecond past sane. So I don't think he said that.
they took like in like sane, and it's like clipped it together, threw it into this like mishmash of words, and they made a Frankenbite.
That's what we call it. He's like, yeah, so when I was in the store earlier, like I was saying, and they're like, yeah. Perfect.
We got him.
Hook, line, and sinker. We got this. The sound
into the editing room right now. Tell them I want insane out of this right now. They can do it.
So he ends up saying, like, "I think you're going to be happy and go for it." So
this was such a letdown. I was like, "Y'all, I mean, this is perfect match, like tomfoolery to really just make us think he's going to cause a scene and like flip some furniture." But he's like, "Nah, this is great. I hope it works out for you."
Yeah, so happy for you.
Yeah, not mad at all.
Right. So yeah, not what we thought based on the buildup. And so we cut to Mitch. He is frustrated about the bow tie. He said he's like, "Well, everyone got to see my bitchy side." It's like,
oh boy.
So you own that. You know how you see yourself. You know how you're acting, but you're going to continue to act this way.
How often are we going to see his bitchy side, Mitch? How much of this are we going to get? I feel like we're going to get it a lot.
Probably every other episode.
Yeah.
He said he wanted a low-key wedding. You know, like that's all he sees that's necessary. Is it something very low-key?
He's like, "I had to sign up for this stupid show. Just they give me a wife. I had to put up with this stupid, big, lavish wedding."
Mm-hmm.
I'll do this to meet somebody, I guess. But I don't want to be doing this. Although he's like, he is so particular about the beard and the bow tie. And he's talking about, this is my day. Like, I would imagine that somebody saying things like that are all about their big wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. So the stylist ended up needing to tie his bow tie. And I think Eva, she was following directions because she was like looking down at something.
Yeah.
She did it.
He did say like he wanted to do this because this was the only way it was going to happen. Like, okay.
This is it.
Mitch does not make me feel good at all. He says, "I'm doing this because I failed that commitment. It's going to force me to do it." Mm-hmm. Now he's saying, "Well, this is the only way I can make it happen. So I guess I had to do it. I'm not that excited about it, but here we are."
Like, I'm so glad he's into this. So then we cut to Kristen in her bridal suite, basically. And she's like, "I've done some crazy things. So this is something I would do." she ends up receiving a gift from him, and it's a little plant. And then also a James Allen ring.
Is that a James Allen ring? Have you heard that you could customize a James Allen ring online? They have so many varieties. Oh my gosh. And you know, before they like, okay, Kristen, when you find the bomb in this bag, you need to be really, really excited. Like, I mean, over the top excited. You don't know what it is yet. Once you open it up, you have to be over the top. You hear me? Because James Allen is watching us.
And she delivered because she was very excited. She's like, I need a moment with this ring. Like, she was selling it.
Yeah.
And
she was on it.
Instead of a hardcore ad on the episode, we got a commercial. We got an actual ad with Dr. Pepper and Pastor Cal talking about the 3-step process. I tweeted it out in case anybody's interested. Go give it a watch.
Yeah, these two aren't going to win any Oscars anytime soon. This is probably one of the most stilted ads that I've ever seen.
So, yeah.
I'm going to go get a ring on jamesallen.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so easy.
They, yes.
Hire me for that.
They are secure in the bag. So we cut to Mitch about to, like, he's getting ready for the wedding. And he said he's been having these lucid dreams with, like, ex-girlfriends making appearances. And he feels like that's him tying up some loose ends.
I need to know more about these dreams. Are they at the wedding? Are they, like, killing him? Like, what's happening?
Right. And I feel like if he does have loose ends that need to be tied up, that should be handled in real life.
No. The dream's good. The dream is good enough.
He's like, case, that's it.
Case closed.
So if anybody comes out of the woodworks, I handled that in my dream.
Yeah, the dream Mitch took care of that. The real life Mitch doesn't need to take care of that. It was already taken care of, trust me.
Right. He thinks this could be the worst day of his life. She doesn't like him. He thinks that this could be it.
That's what you want to think about on your wedding day, that's for sure.
Right. So he, like, walks in, they cheer, and she happens to hear it from her confessional. She's like, oh my gosh, what is that? And they're like, oh, that's probably his family.
That was so interesting. Is Mitch, like, okay, you tell me. Is Mitch a, I would cheer if I saw my friend getting married, ready to marry this guy?
If my friend was into bald men with beards, yeah.
You would cheer. Loudly cheer. Such a freaking ear.
I would throw pom-poms in the air.
Yeah. Okay.
They were excited.
I don't know many people cheering for Mitch. That's all I'm going to say.
They were excited. And so we... this awkward moment of Mitch at the altar and a woman is walking out in this very fancy pink dress. And Mitch is like, wait, is that my wife? And, and the officiant's like, no, that's the bride's mom.
I think that was a producer actually, because there was a different lady that was standing there. Him. Yeah. But like, Mitch, what are you doing, my guy? You think your wife's going to be walking in here just casually strolling in here with a bright pink dress pink. On?
No one's paying attention. There's no, like, yeah, no music standing. Is playing. Yeah, no one's standing. She might be out of his age range.
Yeah, you think? Like, I don't know. The mom did look good, though. I mean, I'll give it to the mom.
Yeah, she looked great. She came in there and said, y'all are about to see me.
Listen, she might be like, 9 years older than him. She might be 50, because what, Kristen is 32, Mitch is 41.
Mm-hmm.
Could be that. It might not be that off. I mean, hey. But yeah, this was a weird moment. Like, is that her?
No, right.
Dummy.
Context clues. And so we find out before she walks out, like, she does want a kiss at the altar. So she walks out with her dad and he finally sees her and he gives the most forced smile. Like, I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm excited. Yay, this yay. Is great. This is fantastic. I can't wait for you to get down here. And when she brought up, like, kissing him at the altar, I was like, ooh, is he going to refuse this kiss at the altar? Like, because they really like hyped it up. They're like, oh yeah, he's going to kiss me. And if he does, I'm going to have some questions about him.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, is Mitch going to like refuse this kiss? Like,
right. Like, wait a second.
It didn't end up like that.
Right. So they shake hands, very formal. And his mom tells her that she looks beautiful. And she was like, thanks. And she's like, he looks very handsome. And he didn't say anything.
Yeah, he just stands there awkwardly like.
Like, hello, Earth to Mitch. This is the time to tell her she looks beautiful.
I don't know what to do here.
Right. So we get to the point of the ceremony where, you know, talking about what each family said. So his family said that he's the whole package. He always wants to go on an adventure. Hope she likes the beach. He has two very important girls in his life who are his nieces. He really finds joy in saving the planet. And her family said, we hope you like the beach because she's always there with her baby Luna. He's like, wait, is that a dog? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's Mitch. That's a dog.
They said she's loyal, steadfast through the good and the bad. She's audacious and spontaneous and adventurous. So we go based off
what you really summed that up, because as I was taking notes, I was like, they wrote a whole book. Like, I was having trouble with it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. And then the vowels are even more.
Yes. But if you go based on just what the family said, they sound like a match. Like they have similar interests.
We both like the beach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the experts are doing. Like, right? Yeah. Like, oh, this one likes the beach.
It's simple.
This one likes the beach. Perfect. Like, okay, maybe is she an environmental person?
Well, she says she recycles.
Yeah, I didn't like that. She's like, oh yeah, I recycle.
Right.
I really like Kristen.
Me too.
I feel bad for her. You know,
she's going to
be in the situation she's going to be in.
Yeah. So like, we get to her vows. She's like, she just wants to share the real parts of her—the good, the bad, and the bougie. She vows to protect him through this crazy journey and give it everything she has to see it through. So she's going to be. I'm not hoping that she will need to, but it seems like she's going to be the one who's not going to be the one to like walk away or be the one to be done. Like she's going to see the process through no matter what or wants to. His vows were, he vows to be a rock solid partner. He tends to refrain from judgment. He vows to be honest and truthful and open to sharing everything he has with her.
I feel like Mitch is the type of guy like, yeah, I want to be honest and truthful no matter how much of an a-hole I sound like when I deliver this truthfulness to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just like, well, I was being honest.
Yeah.
Well, you had no concern. Yeah. With delivery.
You had to be a jerk while you did it.
Yeah. So they say, I do. And then she says, like, all right, you can kiss the bride. And he said, with your permission. And she said, yeah, we're kissing. And so,
let's do this thing.
They do kiss. So we got them kissing. Good start. So we find out when they head to the champagne is that Pastor Cal told him to shave his head because he usually has a little bit more hair. But Pastor Cal was like, no, shave it off. I was like, okay, Pastor Cal.
Very good advice from Pastor Cal. Because when I saw Mitch in the beginning episodes, he had that hair. I was like, oh, you gotta do something about that, my guy. That's not a good look. So I'm glad Pastor Cal told him that he took Pastor Cal's advice because he looks much better. Just shaved.
Yes. So far, Kristen thinks it's going very well. He tells her that he is in coastal environmental policy. He protects coasts. So when his kids grow up, the beach will still be there. He does say he works a lot. She says she recycles. She brought her own water bottle.
One water bottle. That's it.
Right. And she likes tall, bald, and a beard. So she's hot for him.
I feel like Kristen is trying really hard. I feel like they gave me a husband. This is what I like. I'll take it.
Yeah, I feel like she would have, because she's such a good sport, it seems like she committed to this, so she's going to commit to this. I think she would have tried to embrace anyone they had put in front of her.
Yeah.
So it just kind of shows like how cool of a person she is so far. So they're taking the pictures. She said that. Did she say that he was a picture guy? She's like, my husband.
She said he is not a picture guy.
Not a picture guy. Okay. Because
the whole time he looked shell shocked. Like he was just standing there, just like, what do I do now? What am I supposed to do? So, yeah, she did say he's not a picture guy. He's probably complaining the whole time. Like, I gotta do this.
Like, ugh, we gotta do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, his bow tie starts to mess up. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Melt down.
Right. I got nervous. And she tried to fix it. But she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't have brothers. I don't know what to do. So then, like, he steps away because now it's time to take, for her to take pictures with her family. He steps away to his friend. His friend's like, okay, are y'all bonding? He's like, I don't know. I'm just in shock. He's like, I can't believe I'm married. He's like, she's pretty, but I wasn't blown away attracted to her.
Yikes.
So then he's in the confessional. Like, I'm more into lifestyle than the physical. Like, she seems more mainstream with all the makeup and like the dress and like the whole wedding getup. Do you not expect her to dress like she's in a wedding? You are at a wedding?
My God, why did she put on makeup? Oh, right. Gross. Why did she put on a dress? Oh. Why couldn't she just worn a sweatsuit? Maybe have some like chip stains on her shirt. Hair not done. It's natural, you know. Because it's her wedding, Mitch. It's an important day.
Yeah, he said, I'm not into the whole dolled up wedding look. Like, what? What do you expect her to do? What do you? I'm so confused. How did you expect her to show up here?
He wanted her just to roll out of bed and be like, all right, let's do this thing. Meanwhile, he's in like a tux himself. So, you know, you got your beard groomed and you were all freaking out about it.
And crying because that wasn't up to par.
Up to your standards.
Do you always shave your head and have a shaved beard? No. It's a special occasion. I was so, it was weird. It was weird for him.
It was almost like he was like shaming her.
Yes.
He's putting on. For wanting herself to look good on her wedding day. Like,
literally. I'm like, any woman that would have been in front of you would have been dressed for the occasion, including makeup. Even Mirla put on makeup, and she does not normally wear makeup.
Listen, the show would not have let her not put on makeup and a dress.
Yes. The fact that he was trying to, he's making it seem like she's not his type because she just got dressed for a wedding. There wasn't anything deeper than that.
This man is awful.
So they go to the reception and she's cold. And so he's asking for a jacket for her. And she's like, oh, no, like, it's okay. He's like, oh, I'm not afraid to cause a scene. Why do you need to cause a scene right now?
Mitch, man, like, you're not cut out for this, Mitch. Like, maybe Mitch is one of those people that just probably needs to stay single. You can adopt a kid, even though I don't want to say that, but maybe you should just stay single because it's not for you. Like, you're not a relationship guy. I don't think.
I feel like every week I'm gonna be like, you are 41 years old.
You are a grown ass adult, sir.
So we get their first dance. They're slow dancing. They both haven't slow danced like this since high school. And he tells her, like, oh, I was really glad when you took your heels off because I prefer sweats and like just to look like normal human beings.
Oh my gosh. Give it a rest, guy.
If you're so anti weddings, why would you sign up for this?
He had to.
If he
had to be forced into this commitment. This is the only way he could do it.
If he got married on his own outside of the show, do it that you can do it your way. If you do it on your own, you can do it your own way. Okay.
Mitch wanted to get married on the beach after a full day of surfing with a whole bunch of recyclable like materials around. That's what Mitch wanted to do. They wanted to get married. He wanted to get married in their surf outfits and just go surfing afterwards. Like, that's what Mitch wanted. Mitch hates weddings. So he signed up for this show where he would have to go to a wedding. His wedding.
He says in the confessional, like he said, it's too early to say this will work. So he's just going to take it day by day. Meanwhile, you have Justin oh, I am going to fall in love with her.
Yeah, he doesn't want to jump the gun because, you know, he's really screwed up some previous relationships by catching feelings too fast is what it sounded like.
Right.
He did.
So we find out from him. So there it's these two talking. So Mitch is like, you know, I'm not a BS guy. I can't lie. Or did he say this to her? He's like, I can't lie to people. I'm not a BS kind of guy.
I do believe he said that in a confessional. He's not a BS guy. And when he takes a vow, he means it.
Yes. He feels better now after an hour because he's warming up to her.
Tell your face that, Mitch.
she says she did request the bald guy, so hit the nail on the head there. He doesn't like that she has to drag around this dress. All of this is just so stupid to him.
I don't know, just for him to keep complaining about this. This is like the eighth time in this episode, which is probably in reality, he probably said about 50 times. Mm-hmm. Complaining about this dress and how she's not a natural woman. He's so glad that she took off her heels. Like, give her a rest, my guy. Like, come on.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So Mitch talks with her mom at the reception. He tells her that, like, she's very beautiful. She is like the mom. He's like, yeah. I thought that you were my wife.
This is out of control. He's just like, you're just such a beautiful woman. And I was wondering if you were my wife. I was, under his breath, I was kind of hoping you were my wife because you're so hot. And it just really felt like he was like flirting with Chris's mother. I was like, oh, like.
Like, where is this? Was he any age? Like, did his age range was, no, nothing's off limits.
You're talking geriatric, baby. Like, give me a 70-year-old.
Right. So at this point, it feels like he's more attracted to her mom, even though her mom is all dolled up.
Yeah, true. I like how the mom and the dad, Kristen's mom, Kristen's dad, like, didn't even sit next to each other at the wedding. That relationship.
Are they together, though?
No, they're divorced.
Okay.
Because, I mean, she told her mom, but she didn't tell her dad. You know that relationship's probably strained if the mom knows and didn't call the dad like, hey, just a heads up, our daughter's getting married at first sight. You should
probably know.
She's like, ha ha ha. She's probably happy that she's going to tell him on that day. She's like, I'll let that idiot find out on the day. Serves him right for however the relationship ended. And I just found it funny they didn't sit together. They sat in like two different rows. So like,
We don't have to interact.
Right.
Mitch tells her mom, I don't believe in that love at first sight stuff. He tells us, like, you know, I did this because, like, I've been successful on paper, but I still wasn't happy. And so we also find out from him that he, you know, financial success, you know, because he's telling her mom, like, financial success isn't, like, what he's about. He's more, like, mission-based. And her mom is like, well, he's going to want a partner who can share the same, you know, financial goals, basically.
Sounds like a nice way to say that you're a bum, Mitch.
Right. I care more about, you know, the impact we make.
It's not about the money.
Right. Okay?
You know who says that? Broke people. You never see Asia Wealth saying that. That will never go out of her mouth. Okay. It's not about the mission for Asia. It's about the money. Okay.
Money is not important.
Oh, right. That's so convincing.
Read from a script. Yeah. So, like, we're getting, you know, those conversations that they have with their friends, but he's like, he doesn't feel like jumping on her because, you know, that's not him. In the past, girls have been more aggressive with him, if you know what he means. Is what he said.
You're a chick magnet.
Right. And she feels comfortable with him so far. And when they have their exit out of the reception and they do their send off, everyone has lifesavers.
Lightsabers? Like, shouldn't this have been like at Miguel's little pass?
Yes. Thing?
Like, why wasn't that his? Like, they get their boxes mixed up.
They were close. Oh, crap. They mixed it up.
Oh yeah, crap. We got Miguel's lightsabers for Mitch's wedding. Oh dang it. Right. Like Mitch is walking down like this, like, why are there lightsabers here? Like, I'm in light Star Wars.
Right. Relevancy. My goodness. But yeah, next week we're gonna see Mitch say like he's guarded and that he doesn't have the spark, or they don't have the spark needed to start a fire.
I mean, and he tells her like, I was just kind of hoping that I'd put some walls down by now, but it's just not happening.
Yeah.
Oh man, Mitch is gonna be
our
villain, our villain of the season. I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm. I think that. I don't know. I really hope he's not the type of person that just doesn't give her a chance, because I feel like on paper they may be a good match, but I'm so concerned he's just going to be like, no, I'm not into it and I can't get there.
Well, I also feel like
for the wedding.
I also feel like this could be an instance of like right now, Kristen is into it and Mitch is not into it right now. I do feel like this could be an instance where they're going to go in opposite ends of where they are right now. Kristen's going to lose her attraction and lose her warm feelings towards him as he exposes himself to be kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to start being attracted to her and start liking her. And by the end of it, we're going to be totally opposite of where we are now. He's like going to really Brian like her.
Ryan and Brett situation.
Yeah, he's going to really like her. And she's not going to be into it by the end of this.
Oh, gosh. Well, so where does that put you with your rating?
I think I'm going to have to go to a 2. I mean, only because...
You were 2 last week.
Yeah, only because of Mitch. I just don't... I don't think he's... I mean, he's not into it right now at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't... And I feel like his attitude and his personality is going to turn her off at a certain point.
Yep. I agree. I'm also a 2. I was a 3 last week, but I've gone down to a 2 the more I've gotten to know Mitch. And so
good old Mitch.
I think he's going to be the downfall of this relationship. And he's just coming off very cold right now for things that are out of Kristen's control. Right. Maybe he's just not attracted to her, but he fell on like the getting dressed for the wedding stuff. Cause that doesn't seem as harsh than just like, oh, she's not my type. So we'll see what excuses he comes up with as we move along.
Yeah.
So that was it. That was episode 3.
Yeah, kind of a steady Eddie episode. I'm ready for the realness of Mavs to begin.
Yes, this season on.
Right. I feel like we're probably going to... You think we'll get it at the end of next episode after all the weddings are done?
I hope so.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Like, honeymoons probably won't start next week because we have all the brunches with the families to get through and all that
right.
good stuff.
It has to be Morgan, next week. Yeah.
We still have Morgan and Ben's wedding to get through.
But yeah. Stick with us, y'all. We got one more wedding next week.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch the show, if you watched past seasons, you know the wedding episodes are a tough slog to get through in the beginning of the season, but we'll get to the good stuff eventually.
Yeah, and we do have a special guest, Mari Forth, joining us next week. So very excited to have her here talking about her thoughts on the season so far. So looking forward to that. And then, of course, we will have great guests throughout the season, getting everybody lined up. So you should be hearing some familiar voices throughout the season. Jason, what are you up to?
Right now, not much. I do have some projects coming up, so stay tuned to my Twitter. I'll be sharing everything there. I'm at JAYR1085. I mean, I was on the Big Brother recap on Wednesday night, but that is old news at this point. So yeah, just hit me on my Twitter to keep up to date with what I'm doing. What about you, Asia? What's going on in your world?
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, AYSHA like ASIA. I'm going to be on the 90 Day podcast talking about the next episode. And then I also am going to be just, helping out this season of Big Brother 24. So it's so hard to promote past podcasts because they're so outdated by the point we talk about them. So just look out for me for the next time that I am talking about Big Brother 24. But yeah, that's it. So yeah, if you want to see any pictures from Pepper's party, her pool party, that's on my Twitter. So just go follow me.
Do that. Do that immediately, folks. It's quite a spread there.
Right. I have to start posting Pepper more on Twitter. I post everything on Instagram. But yeah, we will be launching a Facebook group the next podcast. We will be announcing the password for the Facebook group on that podcast. So stay tuned. We just want a way to talk to you guys about the episodes, about the season. We're going to keep it spoiler free so we can just talk about the season and our thoughts and what y'all are thinking. So we can put names, all these names to these great reviews, put some names to some faces so we can interact with y'all.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time. We're going to post all sorts of fun stuff, fun little memes that we see, fun little factoids about the people, the thoughts about the episode. So yeah, come and join us when we announce that next week.
Yes. All right. So we will be back next week. And thanks for sticking with us and listening to the end of this. And we will see y'all next week. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.